Adrian, huge congratulations. I hear there's no bonuses this year because William's going to have to get yet another trophy cabinet. But you must be delighted with this.
Certainly are. And, you know, each time we win one, there's a good reason for it. And it's because the team works so hard, everybody across the racecourse, not just the ground staff, but it's a team award. And that's why we appreciate it.
What's the secret of it? Come on, I mean, you've won it, so many of them now.
There's no real secret. I think it's, like I say, it's a good teamwork and everybody gets stuck in and everybody wants the same goals. Everybody's working, pulling hard together and, you know, it's not, like I say, it's not just our departments, it's every department's on the racecourse and there's awards received for every department we have, so...
But wrestling with what is an ever-changing thing, I mean, in the years you've been here, the climate would hardly be described as predictable, would it? You've had to... Is that the hardest thing, to get it right and trying to second-guess what the weather department are going to throw at you?
Well, one of my interests is meteorology, and I've studied it and followed it for about 7 years, actually. And, you know, the variables of it, it's amazing. And trying to be ahead of it, you know, you can sometimes be ahead of it, but most times it can kick you up the backside as well.
But clearly what also helps is that, you know, you can plan a bit, because at least we've got your fixtures, you know when your fixtures are. So I would imagine, obviously, we drew stumps on a very successful 2019 just back last Saturday. Mm-hmm. But already, has your mind got the word Dante in the background somewhere?
Of course. We've got machine, you know, plant coming in on Monday morning. Getting stuck in as we speak, so you know, we're always forward planning, and even come Monday afternoon, Tuesday, Wednesday, it can, our day changes because of the changing climate.
And great to we see pictures of the racecourse pups. It's a very demanding job, but there's a bit of fun around it as well, isn't there?
Oh, of course, yeah, there is indeed, yeah.
And come, you've got to do it in all weathers and everything. But you must, as you watch it, you must be thrilled. I mean, you see the likes of Enable strutting her stuff here back at the festival in August. Does that what gives you the kick as a satisfied groundsman?
To be honest, I'm one of them groundsmen who are more before a race meeting. I see the condition of the course. And that's why I get the thrill on. It's great to see, you know, great horses running on the track, although the horses do the damage on the track that we've just provided. But, you know, it's more, I get more kick out of the quality of the turf and conditions. But also I do get a kick out of the horses, but it is part of the job.
Can I say to you, I mean, the ultimate compliment I want to pay you is that there are other tracks, their groundsmen are on the phone, they want to pick the brains of the great man. And when you win this award, people will say it's great because you've actually been the leader in this game.
No, I don't really like being seen like that. You know, there's our four other groundsmen as well, other red groundsmen and groundsmen, and we try to work as a team again and swapping ideas. We go on courses together, and we're forever swapping ideas. And you know, people do ring, but I can ring them as well. And you know, we've had, you know, on Saturday from Friday though, we had Morris from Adop Park, who's done 40 odd years in the game, and you know, he's learned, you know, 40 odd years of experience.
So sum it up, finally, I mean, how much of a help is it for you that obviously, you know, you race from May to October, so you have 6 months. Oh, I don't want to say in terms of your work, but in terms of the use of the track, you have 6 months on, 6 months off, as it were.
Yeah, it's. I think it's because of the difficulty of the soil that we are managing. To run in April, say, or when other flat tracks are starting, we probably won't be able to do the work that we're doing in October, November, and that's why other tracks are not allowed to do what we do. We do things differently, but it does give us that extra bit of time for the track to recover, and residents of York who walk on the Naismeyer and see the work that we do. You know, in the winter it's harder than the summer. You know, one of the daft questions we get is, what do you do in the winter? And as groundsmen, but we actually work harder in the winter than we do in the summer.
But the mentality is, even this week, it's however many weeks and counting to the dante. It has to be that mentality.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, again, we're in the hands of what the weather's going to throw at us for the next 6 months. And when we had the bees, two bees from the east, and we did the work in October, November, you know, that provides other challenges and, you know, fresh challenges along the way. But we learn from it, and that's the beauty of this game. You learn from day to day.
It's very special, though, for you to step forward and pick up the award with your colleagues, and the fact that it's from your peers, that is probably makes it even more special, doesn't
definitely,
it?
Definitely, and it's always special. Any award, it's always special to be recognised in what we do, and especially, you know, in years gone by, groundsmanship was not looked down upon, but wasn't respected as much as it is now. So, as you know, if I can be a small part in ground staff being recognised, then, you know, that'll please me more than getting, as long as we're getting recognition as groundsmen, that's also very pleasing.